The UN's top envoy to Somalia, Augustin Mahiga, is optimistic that the Al-Shabaab rebel movement will be defeated in Somalia. His comments follow Kenya's military incursion on Somali soil, triggered by a round of kidnappings and killings blamed on the Islamist rebel group. Mahiga addressed the issue in remarks on Friday.
Judging from what the officials of the Kenya government at the level of ministers and spokespersons of the Kenya government and the media, as well as statements by the Somali government and joint statement between the Somali government and the Kenya government, we can confirm that the Kenyan forces are inside Somalia, and it is an incursion which has been reported for the past 5 days.
And how does this affect the peace process in Somalia, Sal?
I want to be very optimistic that it has been the singular objective of the transitional federal government, assisted by AMISOM, to downgrade and defeat, if possible, the Al-Shabaab military strength. We have witnessed considerable success in Mogadishu, and this is an extension of what is happening in Mogadishu, and certainly it will increase the territorial space that the TFD now has the opportunity to expand and therefore bring the peace process to those areas.
And what are the views, maybe if you have one or two of the politicians from the Somali government?
Well, so far the government, the parliamentarians and even ordinary people, many have welcomed the decision by Kenya to enter Somali soil. And there have been this joint communique which was issued 4 days ago by the two governments. So I think there is widespread agreement that Kenya's move is legitimate, is needed, and was timely.
And if this goes on and the Al-Shabaab may be defeated, will this boost the stabilization of Somalia as a country?
Certainly it will depend on the position of the Al-Shabaab if they want to join the peace process. Now, a military defeat may be a step towards such a move, but there has to be an explicit statement and willingness to join the peace process. But this cannot be a one-sided way. It has to be from both the government and from the Al-Shabaab side, if they are willing to sit and talk and certainly to renounce violence. And after they have been defeated, the issue of violence will be much more remote than it is now. So I can say it will improve the prospects for peace and a negotiated settlement, but very much depend on the leadership of Shabaab if they want at this point in time to use the opportunity to join the peace process.